That's the sound of Andrea Cordonnier's Home Away From Home. Andrea is our road-tripping mom. 2 weeks ago, Andrea packed her tent and four kids into the back of their minivan and turned onto the highway. Her mission? To reach the West Coast without any frayed nerves or missing kids. The last time we checked in with Andrea, she and the kids were about to leave Sleeping Giant Provincial Park. Hi, Andrea.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Well, let me give you a clue as to where we're at now. We did leave Sleeping Giants, but today I am wearing the sexiest shoes I've had on all summer.
Are you now?
Yes, they're turquoise, black, red, with very, you know, cool yellow bottoms to them. So we are here in Yorkton, Saskatchewan, at the Yorkton Bowling Lane.
Yorkton's the home of a fine film festival.
I just saw that on the way in, actually. Yeah, huh. Missed it by some, I think, but yeah, that's kind of cool.
What's the scenery like outside?
Well, it's a little gray today, so this is actually the first day in a while we've run into some rain, so a little bit gray, but you know, the gorgeous kind of rolling hills and lots of the old grain elevators and fields of canola, which are amazing, but it's the grain elevators I'm really, really keen on, and I've been stopping every, you know, 10 minutes or so and jumping out and snapping some photos. So.
And as you were mentioning, the topography of Saskatchewan is really quite interesting, is it not?
Astounding. So we crossed the border from Manitoba about an hour ago, and beautiful, beautiful rolling hills, and then all the wetlands that we passed by, and then it gets, you know, got a little bit flatter, but the most incredible thing is to be able to see for as far as the eye can see, and that kind of knocked the kids out as well, because I don't know, I couldn't even imagine how far we're actually seeing, but when you get on top one of the rolling hills and look down, it's astounding.
A lot of people make the mistake that Saskatchewan is only prairie, but I remember a friend describing Saskatchewan as really being like South Africa in terms of the diversity of its landscape.
Yeah, you know what? Haven't been to South Africa. It's one of the places on my list, but it is different than, it's different than what I expected. And I imagine going sort of north to south, there might be a difference as well. But it's sort of every 15 minutes or so, you know, there's something a little bit different to look at. So
now my spies tell me that you might be skateboarding.
Second son has decided that he got a skateboard for his birthday and hadn't done any skateboarding at home, decided that he wanted to take that up. So when we hooked up with my family in Ethelbert, my nephew, who's 14, is a big skateboard aficionado. So, you know, did some stuff on one of the old parking lots in Ethelbert and then went into this really great skate park in Dauphin and went there 2 days in a row so that he could try it out. And I'm really pleased to say he looks very good. He's on the skateboard, so he's loving it. And so, you know, Yorkton maybe wouldn't have been a regular stop for us, but apparently there's a really great skateboard park here. So he's declared that everywhere we go, we need to find the skateboard parks. So that's now, you know, part of our itinerary.
We did speak with you last week. You did mention that you've been having some time with family. What have been some other highlights of the last week?
Wow, so we were in Ethelbert, my brother's house. We pitched our tent behind my brother's house and camped out there. You know, sort of when in Rome, do as the Romans do, as I like to say. One of the kind of cool things, I got to spend some time with my brother because I really only see him maybe once a year. We saw him last time we were out. About a year ago now. And so he likes to be outdoors. He likes to kind of do some of the stuff that's common to a lot of folks who live rurally. And one of the things is he likes to shoot. So he and I, not with the kids, just so listeners aren't upset, he and I went to the local shooting range and shot a rifle and a handgun and, you know, in the middle of an old quarry. And it was kind of cool, beautiful blue sky, and it was good to try it out. And I think I kind of frightened him because my shot was a lot better than he
expected. How are the kids doing? Are you keeping them entertained?
Well, I am very happy to say that my prediction last week on last week's show was that I thought we had gotten over the hump that day that I called in last Monday. And I'm really pleased to say that, yeah, we have gotten over the hump. Everything's calmed down. I think everybody's gotten into the swing of things. You know, the tenting thing is going really, really well. And, you know, in terms of amusing them, we got some of they've got board games with them, but they also have those quiz kind of games, which they really, really like. And one of them is Professor Noggin's Geography Quiz of Canada. And so they've been memorizing that and quizzing each other. And, you know, I know it sounds a little nerdy, but they're really, really into that. And so, you know, I haven't had to do a lot of entertaining because we stop a lot. And it's really, you know, going to the wave pool and going swimming every day at a lake and just being outside exploring has really been the focus of our 2 weeks. So.
You mentioned that you had some recreational time with your brother. How are you keeping up though? Because it must be exhausting. You have heavy responsibilities during this trip. Are you getting much time for yourself?
Well, that's one of the nice things about hitting my brothers, and my mom and dad are there, so the grandpa and grandma are there as well, and they were really keen to spend some quality one-on-one time hanging out with the kids. So the really nice thing about hitting there was I didn't have to have my, you know, spidey senses on all the time. I actually got to walk around the block without wondering, you know, counting the number of kids and making sure they were all there and not running on the road, that sort of thing. So it did give me some time to just kind of... you know, sit back and relax a little bit, not be, not having to be on such, you know, keen duty, for sure.
Do you tend to overpack, Andrea?
You know, I got the best advice from one of the listeners before I left, and they said, pack your van up and then go back and take out about half the clothes that you've packed. I took out probably 25% of the clothes. I probably could have taken out a little more, but I would say overall did a fairly good job. I packed enough in the van so that I couldn't go to all the antiques and secondhand shops and start buying. Like, there's no room for that sort of thing.
The reason I asked that question, Andrew, was because I wanted to know which item has become the most indispensable of all the items you packed.
Wow. Okay. There's a couple of things. I would say my cafetiere, you know, to make espresso in the morning to have my cafe latte.
Very nice.
It's one of those stovetop ones, so I can put it on the fire. I can put it on the Coleman stove. Definitely number one for me personally. To go along with that is I love those camp chairs with the footrest. To me, again, cafe latte, chair with a footrest, the beach, it really doesn't get much better than that. And I guess for the third thing that I found is, you know those Tetra bricks of milk? Have you ever tried those that stay on the shelves and they're good for like 6 months?
No, I haven't. I haven't had the pleasure.
Okay. They taste a little different.
I imagine so.
Yeah, and they're probably genetically modified or something.
Six months, Andrea. 6 months on the shelf.
Yeah, that's... So I don't have to, you know, I don't have to do a cooler, and right. I haven't had to use any ice and stuff. So really, those three things I think have been excellent.
And the meals, how are your meals going?
Pretty well. We're doing most of our cooking as we go along. You know, the really cool thing about kids, and I think most kids are in the same boat, is they prefer things that are as simple as possible. So really, you talk about the raw foods and eating very close to the source and that sort of thing. A lot of raw vegetables, you know, pasta, a little bit of meat, whole grain breads, all that kind of stuff, because that's what they're happy with. So that's how I'm eating as well.
So what does the next week look like for you?
Wow, that's a really good question, because we're kind of at a fork in a road, kind of literally. Being in Yorkton, we can either go north to Saskatoon or we can head down to Regina. And we're going to go to the skateboard park and see if the weather clears up. And then, you know, while I'm sitting there contemplating my navel, I think we'll pick a road. So we're either going to head over to Drumheller, kind of make our way over there, or we're going to do more of the southern route. And again, it will be a little weather dependent, and it will be whatever way the wind happens to be blowing at any given time.
Well, I envy the fact that you're freelancing this summer. It sounds wonderful.
It's very nice, and I actually get to say it's really relaxing now, which is an amazing thing. So
great, Andrew. We'll speak with you next week.
Thank you so much.
Say hello to the kids for us.
I will do that.
Okay.
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.
Andrea Cordonnier is our road-tripping mom. We'll check in with her again next Monday at this time. In the meantime, you can email her for suggestions of where you want to go or where to go as she travels across the country. Go to cbc.ca/allinaday and click on Andrea's Trek.